Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Hi, have you ever had a premonition and it freaks you out when it actually comes true? You guys want to get in on this? I know it's early and you're probably busy, but you've probably been dying to tell somebody this freaky thing that happened to you. Like, you thought it and then it happened. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
So I'm a big fan of, what is it, on the other side of fear is?
Nothing.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound as like, woo-woo, but I'm always like, on the other side of fear is an amazing life that you could live if you could get past your fear. That's how it goes in my head.
Yours does sound better than
ours. Nothing. I'm like, this is about pushing past fear. So I'm a big fan of trying to step outside of the comfort zone and push through fear. But there are times that I wonder, like, when is the fear relevant? Like, when do you listen to your gut and when is it just mental and you're like, I'm holding myself back? And there are three times in my life I can point to where I was doing something and my gut is like, do not do that. Bad vibes. And I listened. And the first one was when I was younger. I used to go for whenever we went to the beach, because we live by the coast, I would go on long walks at the beach at night by myself at the age of like 14, 15, felt safer back then. And I got to like this part of the beach that was not lit up by hotels and it was dark sand dunes, and something in my gut was like, turn around. And at any other time I wouldn't have thought twice. I would have just kept walking down the beach, and I started to go and like the feeling got stronger. And so I turned around and left. And of course I never know if I avoided some like crazy serial killer in the dunes or not. So I just sort of wrote it off. And then there was another time at my house a couple of years ago. I was taking out the trash. It was dark and stormy. And as soon as I started to take the trash can down the driveway, like towards the back of my house where there are woods, like the wind picked up really like big and it got real stormy and just kind of like you would see in a movie. And I was like, oh, it's a storm. That's weird. And I kept going and it got stronger and I started to walk back and it faded. And then I kept going back towards the woods again and it got stronger. And I was like, yep, I'm out. And I just left the trash can and went inside. And the third time was we were on a trip and we went into this little mom and pop like gas station store, like, you know, the really cute old timey country stores. Mm-hmm. And I was excited. I'm like, they're going to be like stupid little vintage Coca-Cola signs and it's going to be adorable. And it was not. It was like something out of a horror movie. There were a group of people in the corner huddled. The shelves had all of these rows of rusted over frying pans that didn't match. No sets. There wasn't an air conditioning. It was a big box fan. Empty boiled peanut bags were laid out under the cooler shelves. There was one cooler. The rest of them were empty. The one filled, and it looked like the perfect stock of drinks. And the rest of the store was like, and I'm not trying to be rude, looked like where people just abandoned ruined items and they were trying to resell them. And I was like, it's nothing. But I started to get the feeling. I'm like, something is not right here. And I could just see them watching me walk through the store. And I'm like, something is not right. And we left. And when we had to pass back by that place, nothing happened. And I started to get the fear and the dread as we went back past this place. Like, I thought it was a heart attack. Like, I looked up symptoms and they're like, impending doom is a symptom of a heart attack. And I'm going and I'm like, Chad, I can't, something is wrong. Like, the anxiety and the dread settling over me, like, something is not right in this area. We have to get out of here. And I, you know, I'm a pretty rational person. I like to be able to shake it off. And I couldn't. And that's when I talked to my husband and he's like, yeah, I used to have premonitions and they would come true. And he said when he was a kid, he would sit in the car and then be able to map out what everyone was going to say next. And then they would say it. And then he had a couple other things happen. He wrote like a short story because he's a writer, and a house burned down in it. And then a house burned down. His friend's house burned down. He met about the character meeting a woman named Cassie. And then years later, he met me. And some of these could be coincidences, but coupled with what happens in the car. So I'd love to know, like, I always want to know, am I insane for listening to my gut in those moments, or do I need to push past the fear? Am I holding myself back?
I think you got to listen to your gut. I think I've told you guys before, I was driving down one of the main roads right down here, and it's at an intersection where there are so many trees on the right side where you can't really see what's going on the right, but it's a stop sign, right? Not a stop sign, but a stop light. So, as this light turns from right to green, something in my head in a second was telling me, do not go yet. And I was the first in line to go, and I didn't. And as making that decision not to go, a car, a big truck actually, ran the red that I couldn't see to my right. And had I gone, as soon as it turned green, I would have definitely gotten hit in the side, T-boned, for sure. And it all happens in a second like that. And I don't know what it was. I don't know. I just had this feeling, and I listened to it, and sure enough, that guy went barreling through that red light.
I totally believe in this stuff, and I wanted you to ask your husband, Chad, if he will write a short story called Tommy Wins the Powerball.
Yes, baby.
We're all ready for that. Yeah, it does freak you out, though, when it happens.
Yeah.
Some people call them guardian angels. I don't know what it is.
Well, they say that fear is actually like all your other senses pinging, and it's just the way your brain is processing it, and it makes it fear. So you might not be aware you're hearing something, you're feeling something. And so I'm like, but at the same time, I don't want to become a scaredy cat living inside my house. I already have that problem.
The Burt Show.